The business news starts with the way the president's budget adds up. President Bush sends his budget to Congress today. Among other things, he is asking lawmakers for nearly $250 billion to pay for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan over the next 2 years, $245 billion to be precise. That is only part of the military portion of the president's budget proposal. To go over the math with us, we've got David Wessel, Washington Bureau Chief, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. David, I gave you a promotion this morning.
Thank you.
And good morning to you. The president has said there'll be this temporary surge in troops, I know, but that's not the only thing we're getting for $245 billion, is it?
No, in fact, $245 billion is just a down payment. The president is proposing in his budget today to increase the base defense budget, what the Pentagon spends on everything, not counting the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, by about 11% to nearly $500 billion. Overall, the president's budget calls for about close to $3 trillion in spending. About one in every $5 is going to go to some defense-related expense. It's a big increase in defense spending. It's more truth in budgeting than we've seen before from this president.
Although, how do you increase basic military spending and spend all this money on two wars and balance the budget within 5 years, as the president has promised to do?
Well, that's a great question, and we haven't seen all the details yet. But the president is counting to balance the budget on significant spending restraint in other areas, stuff that a Democratic Congress is unlikely to go along with, and he's leaving some big holes in the budget. One of the big ones is he doesn't show how he or the Congress is going to fix this annoying alternative minimum tax that threatens to reach deeper into the middle class. He just fixes it for 1 year and then just assumes we continue to collect it for the following years.
Can I ask about another detail that's been mentioned on our air in the past? It's been said that the president promises to balance the budget within 5 years, partly by assuming that the war in Iraq will be over in 2 years.
That's right. The president's budget has some numbers for this coming fiscal year, 2008, a smaller number for the fiscal year after that, 2009. And then after that, there is no allowance made for the war in Afghanistan or Iraq beyond the basic defense budget. That's also a very unlikely assumption.
Does any of this match up with the fact that Democrats and Republicans, we should mention, are talking about things like increasing health care?
The Democrats are very interested in increasing spending on health care. They're very interested and have already voted in the House to increase spending on Homeland Security. And I think that the question is, how are we ever going to fit all these demands into one bucket? I don't think that very many people think the balanced budget by 2012 is very likely without some much more sharp shift in spending policy than seems to be on the horizon right now.
David, thanks very much.
A pleasure.
David Wessel, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for the Wall Street Journal and a regular guest on this program.